For Saskatchewan canola growers, the headline isn't the program, it's the math. Even with Ottawa boosting the interest-free cash advance limit to $500,000 for the next 2 years, the projected $36 million in farmer savings is really a drop in the bucket beside an estimated $2 billion hit because of these China tariffs. Practically, this buys time, not price. Now, there's about 1,745 producers this year and 6,000 in 2026 that could see interest savings. That's going to ease cash flow on a crop. StatsCan pegs at 20 million tons next year. But it's not going to solve the demand hole. Ottawa has layered on a two-year biofuel incentive, some export marketing funds, and a pledge to tweak clean fuel regs to favor domestic feedstocks like canola. These are helpful tailwinds, of course, but margins are close. And it's really all secondary to reopening China. The bottom line for Saskatchewan farmers, use the EPP to manage cash and basis risk, but 2026 profits still depend on trade doors reopening, not on interest relief alone. I'm Sean Haney.